Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante. It's time for Tucker's Tape. Ross, am I the only one who gets really excited about signing day?
No, a lot of people get really excited about signing day. I mean, it's a huge, huge day. And it's just unbelievable. Like, some of these kids, Jim, like, I mean, Anthony Ivey and Bo Prabula, I feel like they've been committed to Penn State for years. I mean, years. It's unbelievable. And I guess they were. You know, they committed when they were in 10th grade or whatever. It's just, it's really, really interesting how, you know, it's like, man, they're only signing now. But a good year and a half, these guys were committed.
Yes, several of them did commit in the calendar year 2020, so it is well over a year for them. Now, Ross, a little bit later on in the offseason, you and I are going to do our annual series where you go into detail on all of the commits and you rank them. Everybody loves that, probably our most popular series. But for today, I just wanted to get a few overview questions in for you. First off, this recruiting class, generally considered a top 10 class, a very good class. How important is that after a couple years of down years, both on the field and with recruiting? How critical was this recruiting class?
Hugely critical for Penn State, for James Franklin. You know, I don't know that any of us know or will know what other options Franklin truly had in terms of leaving Penn State to go elsewhere. But I do feel like I can say with some confidence that having this recruiting class had to be one of the reasons why he didn't want to go. One of the reasons to stay. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're ranked sixth nationally, but they are pretty darn impressive what they've been able to get done, including you get top 50 players, top 55 players at quarterback, running back, receiver, and D-end. Those are pretty good positions, Jim, to get elite guys. Quarterback, running back, receiver, and defensive end, that is what you're looking for. So it is extremely impressive what they've gotten signed. And frankly, you know, these are the type of classes you need to get over the hump against Ohio State. These are the type of classes you need to get into the college football playoff. But now they got to stack them. You know, now they got to stack them on top of each other. Can't just be this group. It's got to be the next year as well. But it gives them some momentum for sure. And there's no question, based on what your question was, that it was significant to get a class that's this good.
Let's talk about those high-end guys that you mentioned, Ross. Let's get the sexy positions, the quarterback and the running back. Those aren't just overall critical positions. They're especially important at Penn State, where you were very disappointed in this past season's class from the running backs. And you have Sean Clifford in his last year, so you're going to need a new quarterback, if not in 22, definitely in 23. So I'm talking Drew Aller, Nick Singleton. They're not just great positions, but they're positions of need at Penn State.
Right. And let me say this, by the way, about Drew Aller. He looks awesome. Everybody's excited about him. I want to make one point. Drew Aller is the highest-ranked quarterback that Penn State's gotten since. Do you know, Jim?
Christian Hackenberg.
Correct. Bo Prabula has been compared a lot to
Trace McSorley.
Who was better as Penn State's quarterback, Jim? Trace McSorley or Christian Hackenberg?
Trace McSorley.
Right. I just think that that's important to point out every once in a while. There's a reason why Penn State still wanted Bo Prabula, even after they got Drew Aller. So I think that's just something very important to note. But you're right. Sean Clifford, which, man, I don't know if we have any questions today about that, but if we don't, in the Ask Ross, we can certainly dive into it next week with both the hire of Manny Diaz, Sean Clifford coming back. It's a busy couple weeks for Penn State. Certainly, I know we're going to get into the recruiting class because it just happened on Wednesday, but we'll see what the Ask Ross questions are, although I guess you kind of determine that, Jim. You're the boss, man. You see all the questions that come in. But what I would say is I think pretty clearly that those are positions of need. You know, the quarterback spot is going to be very much up for grabs after Sean Clifford's year this year, which I think probably benefits Drew Aller. You know, if Clifford wasn't coming back, then Vayu is the odds-on favorite. And, you know, Aller would be battling to kind of beat him out, but Vayu would have a hefty advantage, having had some playing time this year, you know, having already been in the system for a year. Whereas now, that advantage will be mitigated by the time they're really competing to be the starter in the spring of 2023. Gosh, isn't that crazy, Jim? Spring of 2023, because spring of 2022 is 5 months from now, and that's going to be Sean Clifford time. So spring of 2023 will be a really big time for these guys. As for Singleton, I got to tell you, Jim, it's a huge need for Penn State right now. They could have used him this year. Do you know he was the Gatorade Player of the Year in the whole country? From my hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania, and he went to a different high school. He went to Governor Mifflin, who, by the way, we beat my junior year, 14-7. What up? Well, top five win of my life. Top five win in my whole life. Because they were, back then, Jim, they were a quad A school, and we had just moved up to 2A. Yeah, it's a pretty big difference back then. And we beat them last game of the year. It was awesome. But they didn't have Nick Singleton, thankfully. I don't think we would have won if they had Singleton. So I think he has a great chance to be a major contributor for Penn State this season. He is going to enroll early, Jim, which gives him an awesome chance to really know the offense. The thing I wonder about with him is, this will be a very different offense for him than he ran at Governor Mifflin. At Governor Mifflin, his freshman year, he was the fullback in like an option offense. Then they kind of changed the offense and would get him the ball on pitches left and right. I'm telling you, I'd have to go back and look at it, Jim. I don't know if I can remember a guy that generates as much force and momentum by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage as Nick Singleton. Credit to the Governor Mifflin coaches for realizing in 5 yards, this guy gets ahead of steam. And it is like, I remember last year when they were playing Pine Richland in the state semifinals, the coach of Pine Richland, Eric Kasparovich, who's a terrific coach, I was texting with him, and he said, Singleton looks like a video game, which is a great way to describe it. I mean, he looks that fast and that explosive playing against a bunch of really good teams, Wilson and Harrisburg and all these good teams in Pennsylvania. So it's huge that they got those two guys. I would even add Caden Saunders to that with Jahan Dotson likely to leave for the NFL. It's nice to get Saunders because it's like we have this pecking order, right? It's like, okay, it was Dotson's turn. Now it'll be Parker Washington's turn for a year or two, but you get Saunders in the mix. There's something about these 5'10", 170-pound guys I like, Jim. I don't know. They can play. I don't care about the big dudes. Give me the little guys that can open and make crazy catches all the time, like Dotson and Parker Washington.
Just get open and catch the ball. Should I assume, based on this, you're pretty high on Nick Singleton?
Yeah, so I can't wait to watch his video, you know, for the series that we do. Because I've just seen him, you know, in highlight clips. But I've seen him look make some guys go on FCS, Division I FCS linebackers, make them look incredibly slow. And that's really what you want, right? Like, you want a guy that just make, and he's pretty big, Jim. Like, he's 210 and he's powerful. It's just very exciting that the number one running back in the country, the Gatorade Player of the Year, happens to be from my hometown, happens to be going to Penn State. Because I know there was times where a lot of people thought he wanted to go to the SEC. And there were times where a lot of people thought he was going to go to Notre Dame. So that was a tremendous get for Sider and Penn State.
Another area of need, and I know position close to your heart, Ross, is offensive line. That was a disappointment this past season. Now, you typically don't bring in a high school recruit at offensive line and plug them right in. But if there was an area of concern on this recruiting class, would it be the offensive line? They only brought in three guys?
First of all, that never bothers me as much. How many do you want to bring in a year? Three out of high school sounds about right to me, especially because now, and I think they hinted at this, you're going to end up getting a portal transfer every year on the offensive line. You're going to want to get a guy that has played elsewhere that can play right away for you, like Eric Wilson. It's such a developmental position. You still want to get some high school guys because you want to get some studs. And you want to get your own guys. But you're going to see the transfer portal go crazy with offensive linemen. Because if you're an FCS guy that shows that you're an all-league type of player or even a group of five guy, you want to go transfer up to a Power 5 school, show you can do it there, so you get drafted a lot higher. And for a Power 5 school like Penn State, you know, you'd rather get a guy that you've seen play at a high level in college as opposed to, because it's such a technique position, as opposed to a guy, you know, that you're kind of guessing on in high school. You know, they got a really powerful kid in J.B. Nelson from junior college. They got a kid that's got a lot of upside, but is a more of a project in Malik McNeil. And then they got a guy that's a really special player in Drew Shelton. And they got him pretty early. He's got terrific feet. He's awesome.
Okay, thanks very much, Ross. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. We got your questions in quarter number three when we ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.